When the police go fishing, they're going to use whatever bait they can to get you to start talking. And lying straight to your face is one of their favorite tricks. And it's legal. Lie number one, I can't help you if you don't talk to me. That's absolutely not true. Here's the reality. The more you talk, the more there is a chance they're going to interpret whatever you say or manipulate what you say to use against you. The more you talk, the more they will hurt you. Lie number two, come on down to the police station. I just want to talk to you. I want to hear your side of the story. Look, in reality, it's never going to work that way. This is a professional interrogator you're dealing with. Detectives are trained to make you feel comfortable, come on down to the station, but once you get into the station, they're never going to let you just tell your side of the story. They're going to begin to pelt you with questions, yes or no answers required. And after a while, you'll begin to realize you're actually being asked questions they already want certain answers to. Remember, you are dealing with an interrogation, not a chance to tell your side of the story. The only time you get a chance to tell your side of the story is in the courtroom. Line number three, this conversation is off the record. Can I tell you right now, there is no such thing as off the record when you're dealing with a police officer. In reality, when he says off the record, the moment you open your mouth and you start talking, the rules are that everything you say can and will be used against you in court. In fact, the moment you begin to open your mouth and answer these questions, the officer is going to use whatever you say and either interpret it, manipulate it, or just decide they're going to use what you say and tie it together with other information to establish probable cause for your arrest and ultimately attempt to convict you in court. What do you say? Officer, I would like to have this off-the-record conversation with my attorney present. Until then, I invoke my right to remain silent. Lie number four, I will personally speak to the judge and the prosecutor if you cooperate with me. First of all, this is almost never true. Very rarely does the detective actually ever speak to the judge or the prosecutor about your cooperation, and most of the time, the judge doesn't really care. The reality of it is, I only usually see detectives doing this if they're placed under cross-examination during a jury trial where they admit that they actually said these things. Otherwise, the judge is primarily concerned whether or not you are guilty of the crime or whether or not there's enough evidence to establish that guilt. Same thing with jurors. At the end of the day, you very rarely see any brownie points being given to someone for cooperating, but you'll be punished through and through if you open your mouth. Lie number five, someone else has already confessed to the crime and they told us what you did. You better start talking. So think about this. So someone else confessed to the crime and then they said something about you? Does that mean you're off the hook? Does that mean you're now supposed to start talking to the police and they're not going to care what you say? They're lying to you. Don't fall for this one. Absolutely tell them you're going to remain silent. Line number six, we already know what happened, and if you don't tell us what happened, it's going to get worse for you. Maybe they do, or maybe they don't really know what happened. But you deciding to open your mouth is not going to help you one bit. Let's think about this for a second. If they already know what happened, they would have already arrested you. Why even speak to you about it? If they don't know what happened, anything you say is not going to talk your way out of this situation, because if the officer already believes you committed this crime, they are going to choose to hear what you say to fit the puzzle pieces that make them believe they have evidence to arrest you and convict you. Everything you say can be manipulated and twisted to fit the narrative of the police officer, and that can result potentially in your conviction. Line number seven, just take this breath test and I can determine you're sober and I'll let you go home. Let me tell you this, I've seen enough DWI arrests to realize if a police officer is going to offer you a breath test, he wants to use it as a means to determine your guilt, not your innocence. The moment you blow into that breath test, even if you might happen to be under the legal limit, he's going to have you give this evidence along with your field sobriety test so that he can get you off the street and you're spending the night in jail. What if trying to be your friend doesn't work? Then what'll happen is the police will start trying to scare you. Lie number eight. We found your fingerprints at the scene of the crime. Now, think this through for a second. If the police come to you, particularly soon after the event that supposedly took place, if they come after you and they say, hey, listen, we found your fingerprints at the scene of the crime, you have to ask yourself this question. If they found my fingerprints, why aren't they just arresting me right now? That is a good indicator they're lying to you. And by the way, if they come to you, particularly soon after the crime, and they're claiming they already have your fingerprints, it's not like they immediately know which fingerprints will match, and they have to have a copy of your prints. Almost always, when someone tells me they have a fingerprint match, I can tell you the police are likely lying. Lie number 9. It's probably better for you to go ahead and talk because we already have an eyewitness putting you at the scene of the crime. Many times there's no eyewitness at all, and the cops are allowed to lie about this. I hear cops say this all the time too about a recording. Hey man, listen, we've pulled the cameras over here across the street. We already looked at it and we already know it's you. And it's especially the innocent people that can be at risk here because they might freak out and they'll start to panic. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's what you don't say. So if an officer has eyewitness testimony that you did something, they should already arrest you. And if they haven't already arrested you, there's a very good chance there is no eyewitness or video footage at all. Lie number 10, we can get a search warrant in just a few minutes. It's better for us if you just let us in. When an officer says something like this to you, the number one thing you should say is, "Officer, I do not consent to a search of my vehicle or of my property." Why? Because maybe they can or maybe they can't get a search warrant within a few minutes. But think about this for a minute. If they could have gotten a search warrant, why didn't they show up to your place with a search warrant to begin with? Otherwise, there's very little chance that they actually have enough evidence to establish a search warrant, and they're merely on a fishing expedition looking to see if you will be naive enough to allow them to come in to search. The moment you let them in the door without a search warrant, you're giving up the opportunity to suppress evidence that was illegally obtained through the efforts that they created with their search warrant. Lie number 11. Hey man, your friend already ratted you out. I see cops do this all the time. They'll separate the two parties on a traffic stop. They'll get the driver off to the side. They'll get the passenger off to the side. They'll start talking to them. Then they'll walk over one to the other and they'll say, "Hey man, just had a conversation with your friend over here. He told me the drugs in the car were yours. I really don't want to arrest you, but I'm just going to tell you right now, he already ratted you out. And if you don't tell me what really went down here, I'm going to have to take you in." Please understand, police can lie about exactly this issue. If the police already had enough evidence from someone else putting the finger at you, they could just arrest you. It's important to say, "Officer, I exercise my right to remain silent, and I'm asking to have my attorney present for any further questioning." Lie number 12. You just failed a polygraph. First of all, let me give you some advice on this. Never take a polygraph examination with law enforcement. Please understand, polygraphs cannot be admitted and used against you in court, but I've seen officers take polygraph examinations and claim they failed the polygraph, and then they'll say, "Look, man, we really know what happened now. You're lying to us." Trying to pressure someone to admit to any of the facts that they can use as a basis for probable cause for arrest. If they tell you you failed, there's a good chance it's a lie. So if the cops can legally lie to you all the time, how do you defend yourself? Don't talk to the police. And if you are going to talk to the police, definitely lawyer up. And if you find yourself in the Dallas area, give our office a call. We're there to help protect you from the lies of the police. But in the meantime, check out this next video to learn 5 ways you don't get outsmarted by the police. See you there.